Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive a successful digital transformation. You'll learn about the best practices and premier strategies used by industry leaders who have driven millions of dollars in net positive business transformations. Over the next 20 minutes or so, we'll cover another important element you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokovic, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today, I'll be talking with Brian Potts, the Chief Client Officer and Managing Partner of Third Stage Consulting Group. Brian's joining me to discuss how small and mid-sized businesses can weigh the costs and benefits of bringing in digital transformation consultants. In today's episode, we're going to walk through what digital transformation looks like for small businesses and the risks of bringing in and not bringing in third-party experts. Additionally, we're going to talk about what digital transformation projects look like for small businesses and how the risk of failure exists specifically within small to medium-sized businesses. As I mentioned, Brian is the Chief Client Officer and Managing Partner of Third Stage Consulting Group, an independent and technology-agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. He and his team have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys and hundreds of small businesses to ensure that their digital transformation projects start and stay successful. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Now, let's start by talking a little bit about small and medium-sized businesses. So how are digital transformation projects different when it comes to small businesses?
Yeah, so one thing to keep in mind is even a decade ago, the concept of digital transformation, ERP, and these things for small business wasn't really on the horizon. Some were using it, but not very frequently, and it was due to availability, cost factors. In recent years, though, it's become a case where it's no longer a matter of differentiation for a small business. You need to have ERP to stay up and stay live in the game. You got ERP decades ago as a small business, and you were creating differentiation for that very reason, efficiencies and whatnot. But now pretty much everybody has access to the same technology. It's far more prevalent, and small businesses across the world are implementing. So what you want to consider as a small business is that you don't have the bandwidth that a large business does. Everybody's wearing multiple hats. You've got, people doing many things across the day. And then you try to throw in a digital transformation, and it becomes overwhelming, inundating, and that's why a lot hesitate to do it. We talk to a lot of businesses that are past the point of probably having should have done it. And the reason they don't is there's just no time. One thing to consider is that there never is a good time. It's like having a kid or, some of these life decisions. It's one of those things you need to do as a business. If you're a growing business, we talked earlier, I think, in previous sessions about those, when to make that decision. But now that you've come to the decision as a small business that you need ERP, you need to just consider that it's going to take time. It's going to be difficult, but you'll make it through it. You're not the first to do it. There's best practices. There's consulting firms to help. And you've got now software vendors that are designing software specifically for your environment.
Yeah, and I love how you mentioned that. There's never going to be a good time, but it does have to eventually get done if you are looking to grow. So it's super, super important. And you've mentioned that businesses cannot afford not to bring in digital transformation consultants up to a certain point. So can you break down the risk involved when small businesses choose not to bring in outside experts for these kinds of projects?
Yeah, and we're definitely not saying there's never a time where you can't do it on your own. But going back to the previous point that most small business owners don't have really the time to do this. If you try and force the time to do, you know, full software evaluation and transformation on your own, you're giving up something. And that usually what you're giving up is focus on your business, which can be quite damaging in itself. The other consideration is that a lot of small business owners haven't done this before. There is an advantage if you've been through a transformation of one form or another, you've got a little bit of a head start on what to do. So, you know, maybe you start a small business after leading ERP implementations for a large organization. Maybe you're in a position to do it yourself, but most small business owners don't have any idea what they're doing. And to try and run into this on your own, you're creating a great amount of risk.
Yeah, so true. And most digital transformation projects start out with some kind of assessment plan, I believe, as well. So this is where a business does some self-exploration to identify its strengths and weaknesses and do a gap analysis on where they are today and where they would like to go. So why is this process so critical?
Well, if you don't define where you're going, you know, how are you ever going to get there? That's a pretty general statement. But if you look at a digital transformation, you're setting yourself up for years to come. You're a growing business. Your business is changing. What you really need to do is think future state rather than current state. You might be in a current state where you actually need ERP. You need some efficiencies and some gains. But if you only focus on that in that assessment, you're going to be a year from now in a position of having to look at technology again. So what we focus on in that assessment stage, especially for small business, is look at where you're going in the next 2, 3, even 5+ years. And try and map a solution for that phase in time through the assessment that you're doing now.
Yeah, that's such great advice to always have that longer vision than just like the next year and maybe two. So super crucial. And do small businesses always need to have a digital transformation consultant, or are there scenarios where they can get by without?
And we get that question a lot, because you do have to pay for a consulting firm to come in and help. And by the way, if you're not paying for a consulting firm to help and they're offering to help, you know, keep in mind that they're selling you something. So to get an independent firm in there to give you support and guidance is going to cost money. What you want to vary is, what is the risk of failure? If you're small enough that you can, and nimble enough that you can implement a software, give it a try, and if it doesn't work, scrap it and write it off, that might not be a situation where you need to bring in a third-party firm. There, where you want to bring in outside help is where, if you make the wrong decision, it's going to impede your growth. It's going to cause significant financial strain, or just the risk to the business overall is significant. And only you can really answer that. But you want to take a deep look at, you know, rather than trying to avoid costs, look at what those costs will bring you from a benefit perspective.
And when is it most advantageous to bring in a third-party consultant? Is it possible to bring like a consultant halfway through? What does that look like?
Yeah, ideally, and I think everyone knows the answer to this, the earlier the better. What we recommend is that if you don't know that you need an ERP or not need an ERP, bring in an advisor to help with that stage of it, your digital strategy and definition. If you've already gone through that, you know you need ERP, then you can bring in an advisor to help with the software evaluation. We do run into a lot of cases where companies have gone out on the internet, you know, Googled their own, you know, to find their own ERP, and then come to realize that they need a little bit of help. So maybe they've got a short list, they've got an idea of what the industry has to offer. That's an okay time to bring someone in too. Just don't let that pre-internet discovery and your own discovery kind of guide your decision too early on. Because we talked about before, the software vendors are very, very good at their marketing. They're targeting you. If you reach out as a small business and, you know, NetSuite, Microsoft Dynamics, Odoo come to the table as the best ERPs for you, there's a reason for that, because that's where they're putting their marketing dollars. That's not necessarily true in terms of business fit. They're all good systems, but there's many more that could fit in your potential space as well.
Absolutely. I always like to think like doing a little bit of research on your own just to kind of have some sort of awareness, so then that way you can make better decisions too as to who you would want to go with at the end of the day as well.
There's nothing wrong with doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it definitely sounds like, you know, small businesses do have a lot to consider when weighing the costs and the benefits of bringing in these third-party experts to support their digital transformation projects. When we come back, Brian and I, we are going to dive deeper into the conversation with a few life examples that showcase the pros and cons of bringing in digital transformation consultants. And they will also cover what you need to know before you begin your search for the perfect consultant.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Djokovic speaking with Brian Potts from Third Stage Consulting about the risks and benefits of bringing on digital transformation consultants for small businesses. So, Brian, we have previously talked about ERP failures, and it sounds like one thing that would have helped manufacturing PLC is a business case. So could you maybe walk us through what a business case is and why it's especially important for small businesses to have one?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's often overlooked. You know, companies make a decision they need ERP and they just run into picking the best ERP. Keep in mind that technology costs a whole lot of money. And the smaller business that you are, the less money you have just to spend on, you know, whatever sounds and feels good. It's got to tie to a business case and benefits realization. You need to have a reason for bringing in a software, an ERP, you know, whatever you're looking at. So the idea is to make sure that you can justify the cost and the total cost that it's going to entail for your business. So you don't look at just the software cost. You might have a subscription service, a license fee. You might be looking at this on an annual basis, but also consider the implementation costs. A lot goes into implementation. It's not just, you know, the software vendor is going to give you quotes. It's a little bit more than just whatever they say it's going to take to integrate the software. You've also got to consider that you're going through business process change within your organization. People's jobs are going to be changing. They're going to be moving around. Your organizational structure is going to change. You're going to have to handle that either internally or externally, and you need to consider cost factors for that. Additionally, what people often forget, and the reason we're brought in to do a lot of cost justification, is when you make one change to technology, it fits into an architecture within your organization, meaning there's other things that tie into it. You've got integrations, you've got data flow that might be changing. You need to consider all of these aspects and look at the actual cost of integration. You know, if you're an online retailer, for example, e-commerce is, you know, the name of the game anymore. A lot of people have a Shopify or, you know, some site set up and they think, well, I'll just bring in an ERP. It's not quite that easy. You want to make sure you get the integration set, and then there's going to be a cost to connect those two. And that adds to your annual output as well. So you want to put all these costs together and then reevaluate against the potential benefits that you might realize.
Yeah, wow. It's a lot to think about and kind of get your head around too, which is really important. So let's say that I'm a small business looking to test the waters and explore potential digital transformation consultants. What are some questions that I should ask when interviewing potential consultants? And like, what are some red flags that indicate the firm I'm interviewing may not be a good fit?
Well, I think that the first one is make sure you're working with an independent firm. There's a lot of reseller groups out there that will rep, you know, one, two, or any number of software solutions. If you know you're targeting one of those solutions, that's fine. But if you really want a truly agnostic evaluation, make sure that the firm you're bringing in does not sell or implement any specific software. The second thing you want to make sure is, as a small business, you have unique criteria. A lot of consulting firms have experience with big, massive ERP implementations. What you're facing as a small business is on this, it's the same scope, but on a much smaller scale. And what that requires is a different view, not going through all the same steps because of costs, time commitment, and availability of resources within the organization. So make sure that the firm that you bring in understands small business, that they've worked with some small business, and can share some case studies with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for all the knowledge that you've spread with us today. I'm definitely sure that we gave many businesses out there a lot to think about. And we are just about out of time. But before we do go, do you have any resources, suggestions for small business owners out there who are considering bringing in a digital transformation consultant?
Yeah. Well, Sarah, like you said earlier, do a little bit of your own research. It's fine to, you know, go out on the net, see what other small businesses are doing, and get comfortable with the language around technology. If it's ERP, if you're looking at maybe CRM is a common one, e-commerce, get some case studies, some horror stories, some success stories, and then go out and search for a firm to help you through this. Third Stage offers all kinds of documentation and publications through our website. You can find that below. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a lot of these videos. Our founder, Eric Kimberling, provides, you know, for the last several decades, he's provided guidance on, you know, how is the business to adopt technology and thinking a little bit forward thinking in doing so.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. And thank you so much for being here with us today. And thank you all for listening as well. And again, my name is Sarah Dogovic, and we'll see you on the next episode of Digital Stratosphere Podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.